his finals better? Just, you know. So let's look the weaker finals. Would anybody be able to attend here, or better not to get you down? Who could be here for the weaker finals?
A lot of times the finals are at 9.
Yeah, so the week of finals are not for next year. But the week before finals, we're good?
That's this week.
That's this week, okay. So I guess we're good. And the week after finals, we're also good. Just the week of finals. Okay, fine.
The week after finals, there's no June's my org college.
Yeah, officially, it's a week off.
Yeah.
Right. I would rather say Shira. It depends. You know, By show of hands, who would be here for the week after the finals if I say she? I'll say she. If you're not here, obviously it's all not at that point, so everything's voluntary. Just by show of hands, you know, I sent on the Apple. So how many guys are going to be here in or think they're going to be here in June? Oh, very nice. Yes, that's also, I don't know if that happened, I'd have a sense of how many people we're talking about. So how many hands was that? I didn't count. She has an Apple. Okay, we'll see if it's doable. I'm not sure. No, I can't promise, but we'll see. Yeah. Okay, let's see the rest of some of these. So we could all think just quickly. Other after entrance, you got it. The shem came from Dalva. Hey, Shasem at the beginning. Masik, you could visual come around. The loich going. So the Vaskan is still about you could visual. That's the lashon of Gemara. Then keep come around for you could visual. The loich going to have in the kosh have visuals for hashda shavi dalva. The come around behind man the gosel chavish the chamer mechavei me kosh have visuals say shavi dalva have shasem shalom dalva kitv meil shalom zuz. El fi come around going to me kosh have dalva hashda shavi zuz. Can she gone have? Up to now was all quote from the riff. Now he goes on and says, Milsu de Pshitu. This din of can she gone have, this is the Shita Sarosh, places also. That can she gone have is a svar, but doesn't need a posse. Deal it from a male al kochachum shalom dalit, the Bishashvi of Lamidi Kovit. Because Manashach, it went from free. If it broke by itself, a bad of the Shidachiv is can she gone have. That's the only. He didn't do anything that should be mechayiv him later. The Shah Mechayev is the Shah Segnevel. But I feel it by Bipshio, and even if the Shvir happened Bipshio, it also would matter the Gazan Lemakabal of Shmir also. The Gazan not Makabal Shmir, we talked about this, that the Rosh, there's no Chi Shmir by Gazan. We have Shah Gzeil Kamachayev Slay. The Yishaitish, Havishavi Arba. The Koshkin Itova, Itavi Shasya, Havi Mishalim, certainly if it was Havi Shasya, when it was worth one, he's still going to pay for it. So anyway, Karen Kenshigana was for this part of the Rosh Hashanah I want to talk about now. This we talked about in the past. So we made the Chaim Dorish Davka Achim Karen Kenshigana. Okay, for the lad of Arba Bechamishu Bishasa Mod Dividim. Since Karen Kenshigana was a Svara, so Mela the Pasuk is available to tell me a deal. Karen is Kenshigana, but Kefil is Bishasa Mod Dividim. The Rosh adds for Oyd the Svara. The Karen is Chay Bishasa Nevel. So this line of the Rosh is very difficult for two reasons. First of all, if this is also a svara, then why don't you need a pasuk? The svara itself is not so pasuk. It sounds like he's saying that the chiyuv, that there's really no chiyuv knas till shas amod abedin. Because he goes be moed mifti, you see that the chiyuv knas is only chal b'shas amod abedin. There is such a rain in the world, that maybe chiyuv knas is only chal b'shas amod abedin. But the Rosh doesn't hold the way. The Rosh holds in the first barak that even in Babel where we're not going to be knas, but Tfisa helps. Can you tefis a knas? Let's say chatzin is a knas, but in Babel we're not going to be knasus. But he tefis the Rosh holds way more kinnim in it. Even though there was never a mother but did because we're not done dinik knasus be Babel. So you see that the chiyuv knas is chal even without a mother but did. You know kuponim that you could have a shayach tefisa. Moreover, is the Rosh telling me that every chiyuv knas in the world is always kshas amad of a din? Chatzi nezek of Karen. It's also a knas dalach. It's kshas amad of a din. Yeah, Karen, a behemoth was mazik, whatever, with Karen. was bayit in the kli and it broke it. So the shum is kshas amad avidin because he bayit amad avidin. So l'shamano, such a deal. Tremendous chiddush there. Ashes is kshas ashvir like all other chiyuvei mazik. So l'chara, he doesn't mean. Anyway, he said it's exes akosuf. If it's a svar, then it's exes. Why do you need exes akosuf? I think the child is learning exes akosuf. About exes akosuf. But that exes akosuf, the ma'aseh chiyuv knas is also chal b'shas the gneva. The chiyuv kefil is also chal b'shas the gneva. He's just explaining the ma'aseh. The pasuk doesn't say that kefil is not like keren. The pasuk says keren is ken shiganim. So it's miyuter. That's true. It's miyuter. I don't need the gufay because keren ken shiganim is a svar. But how do I know that it's coming to my kefil? Maybe it's coming to my something else in the world. Like mechatesa, if kefil and keren and svar will be exactly the same, to be no mokum lechalik and svar, then the Torah says keren is ken shigana. So the implication is kefil is also ken shigana. Mechatesa lechalik, either posik is a miyuter. Okay, I'll find other uses for a miyuter to the posik. To use the posik just because it's a miyuter to be mechalik and keren and kefil, there must be some mokum to be mechalik from keren and kefil. So the Rosh says there's a mokum lechalik and svar. By Karen, the Chiyuv is Chalkein to Shasag Neva, and it's Muchlet to Shasag Neva. There's no tzad that you're ever going to pop this. Once the Neva happened, you're going to be Chayav Karen no matter what. By Kefil, even though a lot of the Chiyuv is Chal to Shasag Neva also, you don't need a Hamad of Din to be Mechel the Chiyuv Kefil. Even a bubble where you're not down the Din at all, you can still be Teifus to Kefil. But still, the Chiyuv is not Muchlet until the Hamad of Din. There's always a possibility that they'll be able to pop this. It'll be Maidu Mifter. They'll be Maidu before Adam come, and then I'll get out of the Chiyuv. So since the chiyuv is not muchlat until that in a bubble you could be goyim is only if Adam came. Adam come, then you're not going to be a pshuta. It's only if Adam came. If Adam didn't come yet, so you could be. I mean, if Adam came, then in a bubble, even though we're not done, so you could be a tayfus. No need the gemar. You don't need based in to make. It's not that based in makes the chiyuv. Agav, there's right in the world that based in makes the chiyuv like knas also. So if you create something with it, that basin makes the chiyuv knas. But l'chor, that's not the shita surosh. The rosh holds that you can have tefis on a knas even without basin, even a bubble where basin is not done being ignosis. So since there's a possibility, so the rosh is saying since there's always a possibility by modul mifter, till basin a makabala edus possible it'll be modul mifter. I don't know what it'll be if let's say he was basin with makabala edus, and then it went up in value before the actual psak din between that kabbalas edus and the psak din. Then l'chor you don't have any more yibayim by the mifter. They were already mekabel edus. So then l'chor wouldn't be totally literally in the shas. Maybe that's what it means. Hamad b'din doesn't mean with the gemar din. Hamad b'din when we're mekabel edus. Stop it that way. Be that as it may, the Rosh is saying there's a mokum l'chalik. About it, the chalois achiyah by knas is also b'shas agneva. But since there's a possibility of tur, could be mo'du mifter, you can get out of it, that you don't have by keren. So that gives me a mokum l'chalik. By keren, the achiyah is chal behechlet b'shas agneva. By kefil achiyuv is chal b'shasek neiva, but there's still a possibility you could patazuch. So it's not muchlet until the hamad b'din. So memela, now that I see the pasuk said only keren is ken shiganim, and it's miyuter, I don't need it. So now the pasuk said keren is ken shiganim, and it's not nisrach l'gufei, because keren ken shiganim is a svara, so I want to do something with the yitur. So there's a mokam achiz over here to say, the yitur is telling me, yes, keren is ken shiganim, but kefil then svara is not exactly the same. There's a mokam lechalek, so you should be mechalek the kefil is kshas. I think that's the pshat in the Rosh. Anyway, then the Rosh goes on. He says, "Mari de kachidush." So b'shas amad b'din de kefil kimashim ulusoy kishobi ata kishi gomer adin. Here he says, "Lobs and takas kishi gomer adin." Sounds like it's telling the gemar adin, not the kabbalah sevus. I don't know why. But if it's only asi boy mari de lifter, should be telling the kabbalah sevus, not the gemar adin. Where then? But Kaponim, he says, Shas Hamad Abedin by Kefil means Hamad Abedin, Kshay Gomer Adin, Kshay Vi Ata Kshay Gomer Adin. Avalin Arba Vechamisho, Shomino Yeshove Vishas Trichum Bechiro, that he shaita Kamachayim. Then the Siakir, Kaidim Hamad Abedin, if it was the Siakir between the Shechito and the Hamad Abedin, by Mishalam Kiyashta. If it went up in value between the Shechito and the Hamad Abedin, you only pay like the Shas Shechito. They feel Karen and this Yaakov itfim and Meila Mishalim can make car came and the Hashem let me the kog. Even Karen, you don't look at the Shas Hamad Abedin because the Hamidika of it. You only look at the when it went up in value between the Kain Shiganov and the Hamad Abedin. You only pay like the Kain Shiganov. So here also you only pay like the Tzvichu Mechira. V'cheinim huzal, as lina basa, even the tvicha mechira. And likewise, if you went down in value between the tvicha mechira and the gemar din, you look at the tvicha mechira and not at the gemar din. That's the rush. So this is a notoriously difficult rush. First of all, the etzim din that he's saying, that there's a difference between kefil and tavach hamacha. Kefil totally chas hamadav din mamash. But tavach hamacha, tvicha mechira, but dalav hei, that's totally in tvicha mechira that he shayit to come a chayim. So what do you want? But what does that mean? But he just got finished saying that the reason why kefil is kshas hamadav din and not kshas hagneva, kefil is also mischayim b'shas hagneva. The reason why kefil is kshas hamadav din is because he boi moidu mifta. Till the hamadav din, he could be moidu mifta. So that's true by Tavach HaMachar also. Even after he was Tavach HaMachar, if he'll come along, it'll be Moedah that he was Tavach HaMachar, he'll be Potter from Dalavay until Amad HaBedin. So the exact same story that he just said, that Kefil is Kshas Amad HaBedin, because he bought Moedah and Mifter, why doesn't it apply to Tavach HaMachar? Why should Tavach HaMachar be totally in Shas HaTich? That's the main problem. Then also, the fact that he injects that if it went up in value between the Tavach HaMachar and the Hamad HaBedin, so you only pay like the Tavach HaMachar, because even Keren you pay like the Kain Shagonov, not like the Hamad, not like the, what's the comparison? Keren is Kain Shagonov. The din of Keren is to be Kain Shagonov. What does it have to do with Tavach HaMachar, where the din L'chayra is Kshas Hamad HaBedin? The Jesakosiv is that only Keren is Kain Shagonov. Everything else is not Kain Shagonov. So of course Keren, if it goes up in value and it's Itfrim Emel, you only pay Kain Shagonov. Because that's the Jesakosiv, Keren Kain Shagonov. But everything else is Kshas Hamad HaBedin. So what do you, Tavach HaMachar, and then it went up in value, maybe you should pay like Kshas Hamad HaBedin. What does he want to bring? What's his dimin to Karen, from Karen? The big problem we have to solve first is the fundamental problem. How can you mechal from Kefil and Dalavay? The same story they have by Kefil, Boy Moedah Miftah, that very same story you have by Dalavay. I want to suggest that. I think the chat's like this. Rav Naftali Trump has a whole complicated shiur on this rush, but I'm not going to send it to you. I'm not sending you to it because it's very difficult. I mean, very doffled pick of things. I think that the Pesach is what I said a few minutes ago. Even the boy moedu mifta doesn't mean that the chiv is chal b'shas amod v'din. Havar the chiv knas is also chal b'shas agneva. That the Rosh said that kefil you pay kishat, that it's mstaber that kefil kibish k'shas amod v'din. It's just that there's a svara the inin the shuma. Basically, chiv is chal. Okay, the chiv kefil and the chiv keren, they're both totally, they're both mischayev from the gneva. Now, Yishai, how should we make the shuma? Should we make the shuma like the shas chalois achiyuv, which was kain shigana? But maybe since there's a pasuk indicates that maybe only keren is kain, the pasuk only talks about keren and the pasuk is a miyuter. So if we could find a distinction, then I would learn the pasuk to be saying that only keren is kain shigana and kefil is not. So we're looking for a mokum to make a distinction. So the Rosh said there's a distinction that since by kefil, even though the chiyuv of ad is chal b'shas agnevo, but it's not nechla till the shasem of the bedin. So there's a svar to say that the shuma of kefil should be like the shasem of the bedin and not like the shasem gneva. But not because the hamod of bedin is the mechayev. The mechayev is la'olam the gneva. You could be teifus immediately after the gneva. But the gadi, when should the shuma be? Hayoish, that when should the shuma be? When do I do the shuma? How much is the gneva worth? It's worth different things at different amounts at different times. So by Gneva, the Svar Apshut is that the Shum is Kshas Gneva because that's the Shas Mechayev. That's the Shas Chalois Hachiyu was Ken Shigana. By Kefil, there's a Mokum to say, yes, that was the Shas Chalois Hachiyu, but there's still a Mokum that you might possibly get a Ptur. It's not Nechla till the Shas Amod Abedin. So therefore, when it comes to Kefil, we're going to make the Shum of the Shas, the Torah's Megala, that the Shum of Kefil is Kshas Amod Abedin. That's the Hascholas as well. So Mela, I want to take that a step further. I want to say that the whole svara to say that the shuma of a gneva should be b'shas hamod b'din is only by gneva where the fundamental chiv of gneva is to be meshiv the chayfetz ben. We saw it in Rav Aaron yesterday. that's the words of the Rambam. The fundamental chiyuv of gneiva is the heishav sagzeila ben. Even if the gneiva breaks, so you have to pay for the gneiva, so you're paying money. But the money that you're paying is in order to restore the is that the damim should be oidmei v'mokam ha'chayfetz. But the ideal is to give the chayfetz back, to give the gneiva back. You have a kabbalah sachrayis. If the chayfetz breaks, you have a kabbalah sachrayis that you have to replace it. Like Rashi says, it's like the Gemara says in the head, and immediately have yashayil. Rashi says kol ano shaloi. But it's fundamentally a chiyuv hashavas hagzeila be'en. The Chayyim point out, maybe Yerushalayim himself pointed out, I don't remember, but the Rashi and Abdalad is mashed from that way. Rashi and Abdalad, there's a whole discussion. How do you know in Torah that there's a chiyuv tashlumin at all? The Torah says heishav hagzeila. Maybe if it's not here, you don't have to pay at all. I mean, literally, the heishav hagzeila shigos, well, fine. So if it's not here, maybe I'm potel lagami. Where did it say anywhere in Torah you have to pay? So Rav Chaim brings that there's a teres kainim that we learn it out from by Oshim. It says v'shilim oisiv v'roishiv v'chamishisiv oisiv olam. So the teres kainim says from v'shilim you learn out that every ganav has to pay. If you can't give it back, he has to pay. But Rashi and Avdalid, so Rav Chaim wants to say, Rav Chaim in has this raid in the world. Rav Chaim, I think, says that it's like two different chiyuvim. If the gzeil is ben, it's a chiyuv hashava. And if the gzeil is not ben, it's a different kind of chiyuv. It's a chiyuv tashlumim. Different gidre, different kinds of mitzvahs entirely. But Rashi in Avdalim Abayis says beferish that if the gzeila, when the gzeila is not ben and you're paying money for it, the chiyuv is because of heishav gzeila. Even though the Torah's claim moves it out from Bishilim, so the Rashi, so the raid is there. Rashi holds Bishilim is only gili milsa. That Bishilim doesn't could be miskayim not only literally with the chayfet itself. The chayfetz is gone. You're mekayim beheshiv with money. I need a gzeir. I need a gili milsa that you can be mekayim beheshiv with money. But the fundamental chiyuv is beheshiv v'segzeil. When you, the fundamental chiyuv is beheshiv v'segzeil. Rav Aaron said this to explain Shitas Rashi that in Svara, this was yesterday's right, not so long. Rav Aaron said this to explain Shitas Rashi that without a pasuk, I would have thought that everything is kshas hamadav b'din. The Keren, the Jais HaKosev is that Keren is Ken Shigana. Without a pasuk, everything be Kishas HaMadav Adin. The Rashi on Samach Dalan Amad Beis. So what's the pshat? The Rosh is a Taina. That the Mechayev is Ken Shigana. Why is there a Svar to say Kishas HaMadav Adin? So the Rashi said, Rashi, yeah, the Svar is because the money is a substitute for the Chayfetz Be'en. And therefore, maybe the money is evaluated, maybe the Shuma is according to what the Hashavas HaBe'en would have been worth. And the Hashavas HaBe'en would have been worth what it's worth, B'Shas HaShavah. That was the Rav Aaron's raid in Rashi. Now, we're not in Rashi now. We're in the world of the Rosh. The Rosh is in the Svar, everything is Kain Shigana. But it could be that the Rosh is also mighty that fundamentally it's a Chiyuv HaShavah. Just the Rosh holds in the Svar, even if it's a Chiyuv HaShavah, but I want to know when do you do the Shuma, when the Chayfetz is gone, and I want to do the Shuma, what was the Chayfetz worth? So you could look, so the Rosh holds in Svar, you look at the Shah HaMachayim. And the Shas, the Shah Mechayevis, the Shah Mechayevis was the Kain Shiganov, not the Shas and Vodavidim. So I need but by Kefil, there's a Jesa Kosov that maybe Kefil is different. The Torah only said Karen, it's Meyuter, maybe Karen of Kefil is different. And there's a Mokim Lechalik. And the Mokim Lechalik is that, like, because you're going by the Mifter, the Chiv's not Nechlet until the Shas and Vodavidim. But what I'm trying to say is that in Gneva, there's a mokum to think. And by kefil, that's the emes. Because it tells him, Galen, by kefil, that's the emes. That the shuma should be b'shas hamadav b'din. Because it makes sense that there should be a shuma b'shas hamadav b'din. Since fundamentally we're talking about a chiyuv hashava. Since the chiyuv of gneiva, the fundamental chiyuv of gneiva, is the beheshiv esagzela shagazel, to give back the chayfetz be'en. Every time you pay money, it's just a substitute. In order that the money should represent Mali Dev, it's a substitute for Veheshiva Sagzela. But the Etzim Chiyav is Veheshiva Sagzela Shigozel, Ke'en Shigozel, to give back the Chayfetz Be'en. The Chayfetz Be'en has a value B'Shas Agneva, and it has a value B'Shas Hamod B'Din. Now the Chayfetz is gone. I want to know, well, what was it worth that I should give money instead? So there's a mokum to say you should pay what it was worth Ke'en B'Shas Agneva, because that was the Shama Chayevis. That's when it became chayiv in beheshiv. So therefore, I want to evaluate the value of beheshiv. I look at the shah mechayevus of beheshiv. On the other hand, there's a welcome to say, no, I look at what the gzeila would have been worth when I would have actually been mechayiv the beheshiv. So the Rosh says the Svar Chid Soino is that it's Kain Shiganish. Look at the Shah Mechayevus. But since the Torah only talked about Karen and it's a Miyuter, I don't need it for Karen. So therefore that's a Gili Milsa, that since by Kefil the Shah Mechayevus is not Mechayevus Behechlet, the Chiyah Behechlet is only when you actually Mechayim it Bepoil because he bought made the Mifter. So it's a Gili Milsa that we look at the Shah, that we look at the Shah of the Kiyah Bepoil of the Beheshev. Namely, the Shas Hamada. Namely, the Shas Hamada B'din. By the way, it occurs to me now. Somebody inject. Maybe this is also an answer. Why do we look at the Rosh Hashanah? We look at the Gemardin. I asked a few minutes ago. Why the Gemardin? Just look at the Kabbalah Seidus. Till the Kabbalah Seidus. After the Kabbalah Seidus, you can't be Moedim Mifter anymore. Why is it totally in the Gemardin? It could be a day apart. Maybe there will be a stock market crash or something. Prices will change. The Rosh Hashanah, we look at the Gemardin mamash. The answer is that there's only two possible places where I can have a meaningful Shum of the Heshev Esegzeil. The Shah Mechayeves or the Shah of the Kiyum B'Poyel. So by Gneva, by Karen, Stabber, I look at the Shah Mechayevus. That's the Sorah Chitzoyin is more the Shah Mechayevus than the Shah of the Kiyum B'Poyel. By Kefil, since the Shah Mechayevus is not Mechayevus Behechlet, because you buy more than Mifter, the Shah Mechayevus is not so Mechayevus. So I'm not going to go, it's not Mestabber. Even so, it's not Mestabber, I should go to the last possibility to Batazach. If it's not the Shah Mechayevus, it's the Shah of the Kiyum B'Poyel. In other words, those are the only two possibilities. There's no mokum to say, well, there's some point in between when you can no longer be more than Mifter, that's when we make the Shumah. The Shum, you want to know what is Beheshev Zeila worth? Beheshev Zeila is worth either what it was worth when the Chiyah Beheshev was Chal, or what it would have been worth when you're actually Mekayim it. When you would have been Mekayim it. Those are your two choices. You don't get a third choice. So by Keren, when the Shah Mechayev is in Mechayev is completely, so we go with the Svara Chitzayna, that the more compelling Svara is that the Shah Mechayev is. But by Kefil, with the Shah Mechayevus, not quite so Mechayevus as it is by Karen. It's a lesser Shah Mechayevus. Since the Shah Mechayevus at Kefil is not Mechayev to the same degree that it's Mechayev Karen. So Zen Noisen Mokum Loimar, that the Shuma of Kefil is not like the Shuma of Karen. The Shuma of Karen is by the Shah Mechayevus because the Shah Mechayevus is Mechayevus Vehechlet. The Shuma of Kefil is not at the Shah Mechayevus because the Shah Mechayevus is not Mechayevus 100%. You might possibly Patazach. So Mela, so when do I do the Shuma of Kefil? The other available option, not when the Chiyah Beheshev was Chal, but when the Chiyah Beheshev would have been Mekuyim, namely B'Shas Gemardin. Most of what I just said right now is really more negate to understanding the Rosh before about Ibayim Moed and Mifter, why is it totally in the Gemardin? But now I want to take it another step, to getting back to Tovah Chumacha, and I want to say that this whole possibility that maybe the Shuma should be by the Shah of the Kiyum B'Poyel of a Heshev Zegzela, that's when I do the Shuma of how much the Gzela was worth. That's only Shayach in Chiyuvei Hashavah. A Chiyuv that in its fundamental nature is a Chiyuv of a Heshev to give back the Gzela Be'en. There, there's a possibility that maybe the Shuma, what is the Chayfetz Be'en worth? The mice is gone, I have to give money. So, but I need to do a Shuma, what it was worth to evaluate the substitute of paying money. So there's two possibilities. It might be the Shah Mechayevus. It might be the Shah of the Kiyum B'Poyel of giving the Chayfetz back behem. So there we have these two possibilities. But what about a Chiyuv that in its fundamental nature is a Chiyuv Tashlum and Meikara? It was never said as a Chiyuv of the Hashavas HaBehem. L'moshul, Chiyuv Mazik of Karen. And I asked before, Chiyuv Mazik of Karen, L'shamanim L'olim, L'shugeni Zad, that the Chiyuv Mazik of Karen should be K'shas HaMod HaBedin, the Shuma, when you if a Shor Mood breaks a kli, but Shemani Me'olam that the Shuma should be Kshasa Moda B'din. Why? The Shuma is Kshasa Chiv, Kshasa Hezek. Why? Because the Chiv Mazik is not a Chiv of Hashavas HaBen. By definition, not a Chiv of Hashavas HaBen. You broke it. How are you going to be Meshav the Ben? The Chiv Mazik Lechatchil is a Chiv Tashlum. So there's no tzad that you should do the Shuma of the Tashlumen when you break a kli, when a Shor Mud, no, not a Shor Mud, a Shor Tam, don't make knas. when a short tam breaks the kli, there's no tzad that the shuma should be kishas hamod bedin. Why kishas hamod bedin? It's not a chiyuv heishiv. When a short tam breaks the kli, the chiyuv is not to give the kli back be'en. How can you give the kli back be'en? The whole point is that the short broken. The chiyuv is to pay for it. So it's a chiyuv tashlumin in its essential nature. When it's a chiyuv tashlumin in its essential nature, so what is the thing that I'm being shum? The thing that he broke. So the thing that he broke, he has to be shum, the shas that he broke it. By gneva, where it's a chiyuv to give back the gneva be'en. So there's a tzad to say that the thing that I'm evaluating is the gzela, is the gneva, what I would have given it back be'en. What would it have been worth when I gave it back be'en had something untoward not happened, that it was struck by lightning? So then there's a mokum to say that the chiyuv should be kishas amod abedin. But in a chiyuv that is be'etzim a chiyuv tashlumen, so that chal doesn't figure into it. The chiyuv tashlumen is for breaking the kli. Who cares what the kli would have been like had it never been broken? I mean, the chiyuv tashlumen is not to pay for the kli what it would have been worth now had it never been. The chiyuv tashlumen is to break, is to pay. It's a chiyuv tashlumen. Chiyuv tashlumen avad is kishas achiyuv. There's no tzad that should be kishas amod abedin. So if that's the case, so I think that's what the Rosh is saying. Tavachu mochar is a chiyuv for breaking. Because tavach is for sure. By the chiyuv of tavachu mochar, dal behei, is not a chiyuv hashol. It's not a chiyuv hashol. It's not even taught. I mean, in a way, kefil is also not a chiyuv hashol because the kefil he never had. But the kefil at least is tied into the hashol. Like the kefil is a mot, there's a chiyuv heishiv, and then chiyuv kefil is heishiv double. The chiyuv of tavachu mochar, that's what I think the Rosh is saying. The chiyuv of tavachu mochar is nothing to do with the hashal of the ben, because the chiyuv of tavachu mochar, by definition, there's a kefil. We're normally envisioning the chayfis ben. Like normal neighbor, we're envisioning the chayfis ben. So you have a hashal of ben, and we can have a shuma of the ben, and then when it comes to kefil, we can have again a shuma. What was the ben worth? Because now I have to double it. I have to double whatever. When I give back the kli ben, I have to pay again as much. So there's a hashava that's going on, and there's a chiyuv hashava going on, and then there's a chiyuv kefil that's tied into the chiyuv of hashava seben. But we're envisioning a case of hashava seben. But when it comes to when the Torah is mechayev dalad behei, let's say by tficha first. We'll come to mechir in a second. But let's say by tficha, when the Torah is giving me the chiyuv tavach, when you teveach a shor v'seva of a geneva, and Torah says you have to pay dalad behei, are we envisioning a case of giving the shor back ben? Obviously not. How can you give the shor back ben? You've just shecht it. So there, clearly, we're talking about a case of Meikara, where we're talking about a chiyuv that's tied to tashlumen. The dalad vehei is a chiyuv of is tied to a tashlumen. So therefore, says the Rosh, here there's no mokum to say that we should do the shuma like the hamad abedin. What does the hamad abedin have to do with anything? Hamad abedin has to do with tashavas habein. Over here, you mechayev. Here, it's a regular chiyuv tashlumen. It has nothing to do with tashavas habein. Here, it's a chiyuv tashlumen, and so the poshut that a chiyuv tashlumen is like the time when you were mischayev. Kishar mechayevus. When you break a window, you pay kishar mechayevus. You don't pay what the window would have worth by the hamad abedin. So here, when you have a tovach machar, since it's essentially a chiyuv tashlumen, and it's essentially a multiple of a chiyuv tashlumen, you're paying the dalad hay includes the keren. It's built on a keren of shvira. So that of how it goes like the shal mechayevus. And he says that therefore, if after the shvira it went up in value, okay, it went up in value because the tashlumen is about like the shashvir. So if it went up in value, so if it went up in value, then the body paid just like the shasa shvir. Even the keren, which is not a chiyuv tashlumen, it's a chiyuv hashava, you in such a case would be like the shasa shvir, because afterwards lach midikov. But even in the case where it went down in value, and when it went down in value, maybe there's some look. But when it went down in value, when it comes to kefil, I would say, oh, you look at the, you only pay what it was worth when it went down in value, because that's what the hashava would have been. But when it comes to dalad vehei, who shai to kamechayev, when it comes to dalad vehei is not a chiyav hashava, it's not tied into the chiyav hashava. It's tied into the chiyav, it's chiyav tashlumen. And it's totally, when was the shas achiyav of the chiyav tashlumen? The line about the Karen, I think it's just like Bederach Kol Shebe. Karen is a chiyav hashava. And yet, when it goes up in value and it breaks by itself, there's no svarat in the chayiv hashava kishasa mother b'din. So tashlum kishasa mother b'din for shein hashah chayiv, you're not chayiv. But even when it went down in value, there's no svarat in the chayiv tashlum kishasa mother b'din, because that's only a svar in hashava, it's not a svar in tashlum. Bekitzer, that's what the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, if keifo is a chayiv hashava, or it's tied to the Chiyav HaShava, you kaifel the Chiyav HaShava, this is a mokum to say that it should be Kishas HaMadu B'din. And that it should be Kishas HaMadu B'din. Because we have different possibilities when the Shuma of the HaShava should be. So by kaifel we say, the Torah is Megala, by kaifel is Kishas HaMadu B'din, like the HaShava B'Pah. By Dalai Behe, which is a Chiyav Tashlumen, may Korah to build on a Chiyav Tashlumen. We're envisioning a case where the Chiyav, where the Knave is not here. So there the Chiyuv Dalai Behe is tied to a Chiyuv Tashlumen. It's not tied to a Chiyuv Hashalom. It's tied to a Chiyuv Tashlumen. So the Eish Hashan is Chayim. So it's tied. It's about it. It's love of Poshut. That Chiyuv Tashlumen are tied to the Shas Chalois Chiyuv Tashlumen. Not to anything else. That's by Tomach. And what about Mocha? By Mocha the Gneva is Ben. Maybe Mocha already is totally is a kind of Hashava to Pechiyav. So it depends. If the Mocha was after Yush, so you also can't give back the Ben, because it's Yush and Shini Rishos. There's a Madom of the Gemara that Mocha is only after Yush, because that's the definition of you need Nishtarish Bechet. That's the whole point. He was Mocha, and now you can never get the Gneva back. But even according to the other Madom, that the Chiyav of Mocha is even Kodem Yush, and it's not Nishtarish Bechet, but Shana Bechet, like we saw the Gemara in Samaches. But I think it's easy to say, once the chiyuv of Tobach is a chiyuv of Tashlumen, the Dalai Behe of Tobach is Tashlumen, that's for sure. And even the Dalai Behe of Mocha after Yish is a chiyuv of Tashlumen. So that means Staber, that the Dalai Behe of Mocha Kodim Yish is a different Dalai Behe than the Dalai Behe of Tobach and some cases of Mocha. It's probably all the Chodim Achto. So Be'etzim, the chiyuv of Dalai Behe is a chiyuv of Tashlumen, not a chiyuv of Hashem. Chiyuv of Tashlumen are totally B'shas Chalois, a chiyuv and nothing else. Kefil is a chiyav hashava. Chiyav hashava. There's a mokum loymer that should be totally in the. There's a mokum loymer chiyav keren and kefil is a chiyav hashava. There we talk to have two possibilities. Is it totally in the shas chalois achiyav, or is it totally in the shas haitzos achiyav el apayil, the shas of gemar din? There we have two possibilities, and the Torah said keren, you go with the possibility, you go with the kain shiganov, the shah mechayevis, and kefil with the shah mechayevis, not quite mechayevis to the same degree. So there we go by the shah of the haitzos achiyav of the kiyum of the hashava b'peil, which is the shas gemar din.
Why did we think before the exeris kasev that
I mean, if I didn't have a pasuk, what would Dalad Behe be without a pasuk? Mashman Rosh, so without a pasuk, Dalad Behe would also be Kein Shigonav. Why would Dalad Behe be Kein Shigonav if it's a Chiyuv Tashlumin, and it's a Chiyuv Tashlumin for breaking it?
It's a good heart. Could be telling Tyson on the base. We'll see in a few minutes.
Hopefully today still. That without a pasuk, I would have brought the kefil dalet hayar. I just tied to the keren. Pasuk says I'm not tied to the keren. And now that they're not tied to the keren, so kefil is kshas hamal, and they're not like they're not tied to the keren, and they're different than the keren. So where do they go? So kefil goes to kshas hamal demedin, chiyav hashava b'poyel. And dalet vehe goes to the chalois of the chiyav dalet vehe separately. Okay, let's go on to Gemara. We have a few minutes to go on to Gemara. Tana chanim es yidle rav. Ba labai shetan tain is gana gana pikadu. Ve nishma ve hoidu bo eidim. Ma ashli bo eidim hoidu. Shalan keren chayim esho osho. Shebo eidim hoidu. Mishalan tashlumi kefil. Tashlumi kefil. Ve osho. The chaim she oyle the kfeli didn't rebi ak. So you have here a case of plain pain is got it. They took a shura. So the din is, if there were no edim, so there's no chiyuv knas, because for knas you need edim, but you have a chiyuv chaimish. Because the din of the, since he took a shura, he was doesn't have to be telling Tanis Ghana to have a Chiyuv Chaimish. Chaimish is anybody who's Kaifer and a Chiyuv Mammon with the Shvur. And then he's Maidah, so he has to pay Chaimish, he has to bring a Korban Oshel. So he has a Chiyuv Chaimish for Oshel. Chaimish means a quarter. It's a Chaimish from the total that you pay at the Imi Shabo Eidim Haida. But if Eidim came first, so then Misham Tashlumi Kefil. And you have a chiyuv kefil, and you also have a chiyuv chaimish that didn't go away because you took a shua. So you have a chiyuv kefil and oshem and chaimish. But the chaimish only way the kefil is very active. You don't have to pay the chaimish and the kefil. The chaimish is the paying of the chaimish fulfills the paying of the kefil also. Very active. Apparently, the same amount. The chaimish and the kefil are apparently the same amount. That's the point. The chachamim amen. Bereishi v'chamishi say, Mamen ha-mishalem bereish meisiv chaymish, Mamen she'en mishalem bereish ein meisiv chaymish. Chum say, no, since you have a chiyuv kefil, you don't also have to pay chaymish. Mamen ha-mishalem bereish, you don't pay chaymish and kefil. No, you don't pay chaymish and kefil. Since you have to pay kefil, you don't have to pay chaymish. Shimon yichayim en chaymish v'ashim mishalem v'makam she'esh kefil. Shimon v'chay says, even korban you don't have to have. Not only do you not have a chiyuv mamen, you don't have a chiyuv korban either. Let's see Rashi. What's the raya b'cham? Well, let's finish the gemara. Ketani means chaim she'ol le dikfei le dikfei biyad. Hey chidomi, what's the case? How can the chaimish be equal to the kefil? Ilayim in the mekor shavi dalad shayv shavi dalad chaim she'ol le dikfei le dikfei le dalad chaim she zuzu. Elav mekor shavi dalad shayv shavi zuzu dikfei le zuzu the chaim she zuzu. Al mekain kain shigon after shlimi kefil dalad hek shas amad debedin. Amrav al oilim k'nei mekor. The mekor shavi dalad v'shash nami shavi dalad. With the kakashi kfeil dal the chaim shesuzo, hachav ma'iskin and kenshin nishma v'chazim nishma arve pamim ba'ido v'atayram and v'chamishiso v'atayr ripsa chamishiyos harei the keren achas. Let's see Rashi. How did Rashi learn this gemara? Shalom keren chaim shu oshem. Zok Rashi. Mishum shvur. Ve'ein kan kefil v'moide v'kas potter. Right. In the first case, he was moide before Eden came. So moide v'kas is potter. Only if Aiden came before he was a Maida, then you're going to have a Chiyuv Kefil. By the way, the Peshul asks, it's the Chamachlek of Rav and Shmuel later on, if Maida B'Knas V'Achal Kach Bo'edim is Potter Achayim. So the Peshul asks here, it sounds like the Peresh of Raisa, that Maida B'Knas V'Achal Kach Bo'edim is Potter. You're only Chayiv Kefil if you were only Maida after the Aiden came. But if you're Maida before the Aiden came, even though the Aiden eventually came, it sounds like in the Raisa that then you're not Chayiv Kefil. The Peshul asks, sounds like Rav, sounds against Shmuel. Yeah, anyway, it's a problem. I'm not going to talk about that. But if you want to take a look at it. V'mi shavo edim, v'nis chayev kefil, ha'idah. So then, v'nis chayev kefil v'oshem, v'chayim shoy, oylo loy b'seich ha'kefil. Shei chayim ish l'bailam, Vushekel, and he was shekel. He took it. No, Chaimish doesn't go to Hektish or something. Chaimish goes to the Bible. Kefil also goes to the Bible. So you don't have to pay Chaimish and Kefil. The Chaimish counts for the Kefil. But apparently, but it's only, Rashi learns, when they're the same amount. Rashi says this trip, the chaimish could count for the kefil, it only works if they're equal in amount. But if the chaimish is less than the kefil, not the same amount as the kefil, let's say it's less than the kefil, in the way, it would normally be, then the chaimish If the kefil would be more than the chaimish, then you would have to pay both. The trick, Tosfos says, because it has to be nikkur. It has to be nikkur that it's a chaimish. It's only nikkur if it's a chaimish that it's a chaimish if it's not moved from the kefil. You're paying $50 and chaimish is $50, then we can call it a chaimish, even though it's also a kefil. But if the kefil is $50 and the chaimish is only $5, so then you're giving $50, so I don't see that you're paying chaimish. It's not nikkur, you're paying chaimish. Then you have to pay $50 and you have to pay another $5. I mean, my amounts are probably off, but you get the idea. So there's kind of chidushim in this whole business. First of all, the whole notion that chaim she'ol lebik feilai, according to Rabbi Yaakov, chaim she'ol lebik feilai, it's very strange. Where do you have such thing? You have two chiyulim, all of a sudden you get the fact that the same money packages you can buy. And how do you get to do that? The only person that said all chiyulim, you have to pay all the chiyulim. You mazik somebody, you mazik is godish, you mazik is other thing. You have a whole bunch of chiyuvim moment to somebody, so you send, they're all exactly the same amount. You know, I burnt down somebody's godish, and then I burnt down his behemoth, and they're all exactly the same amount. Oh, so that's why the tashlumi ha godish ha'ol, and you have two different chiyuvim, about you have to pay both. Well, what is this business? Chayim sha'ol, I fail. The whole musig here is very strange. I don't know, this is a little bit up for grabs. Oilam grapples with this. What is this Chaim she'ol lebik feilai? I thought maybe to say a suggestion. I don't know if this is right, but I had a suggestion to me. Rashi stresses that the Chaim she'ol here is a kapara. Rashi stresses it by the nikkur part, but Rashi puts in over here that the chaimish is a kapar. Kefil is a knas. What's the fundamental difference between a knas and a kapar? I mean, there's difference in halacha, it's made of a knas and so on, but in just that's in what it means. A knas, like mulchiyuvim mamon, starts with the trio that the nizik or the nignav, the bialim have a schus tviyan. It was supposed to be to them. We may have to pay. A kapara starts the other way around. I have a chiyuv to pay in order to have a kapara. Mele, he has a supposed to be to them. But the etzem, knas is like any other chiyuv mom, except it's a knas, but it's a chiyuv mom. The etzem is a chiyuv mom. It starts with the fact that somebody has a right to sue me. They have a right to sue me for the keren, they have a right to sue me for the kefil. They can have a schus to be to them, to it entirely. Of course, let's say they're not tevei mitu entire. They don't know that I broke somebody's window. He doesn't know that I broke his window, so he's never going to be tevei mitu entire because he doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know where I am. I ran away, so I can't just go to sleep and say, okay, shalom aleinashim. Nobody's ever going to be tevei mitu. But I have to. I should go up and I have to pay. Otherwise, I'm a ganav. But the reason why I have to pay is because there's a person out there who has a schus mammon, from me. And he can't find me, so I have to. But by being my name, by my being my name, by my hiding and being my name from this person, the ability to get the mammon that's coming to him, so I'm a ganav. So I have a chiv to pay him also. But it starts with the fact that he has money coming to him. But if he wouldn't have money coming to him, then I don't have a. If somehow it would happen, let's say he was a chaysin, I don't know. He was a gershim eis b'lo yoshim. You know, I broke somebody's window, and he's a ger, and he had no yoshim, and then he died. So I don't have a chiyuv to pay. I don't have to worry about like where's my kapara going to go. It's a chiyuv. There's nobody with the schus mammon on me anymore. Kapara is beetsim a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv from my side, the ganav side. The ganav has a chiyuv. The person who took the shvuas sheker, he has to have a kapara. It starts with the fact that he has to pay in order to have the kapara. It doesn't start with the other guy's chus. It starts with my requirement to have a kapara. Now that I have a chiv kapara, that I have to pay a chaymish, so the guy can be tovei me also. It starts with my chiv kapara. So I thought maybe that's to, so maybe that's why the chaymish and the kefil could be the same money. Because the same money could do double duty. Because from my point of view, the main thing is that I have to have a kapara. So I paid. I'm going to call this a kapar. This is my chemish. From the Ghana's point of view, and once I had my kapara, that's it. I fulfilled my kapara. He doesn't have any. He can't come to me with any tefillas because I fulfilled my kapara. On the other hand, from his point of view, the main thing that he has is a schus moment to veil a knas. From his point of view, this money is this zuz is a knas. It's the tashlumi akefa. Once his chi of knas was satisfied, his chus tri was satisfied, then I don't have to worry about it anymore because I don't have to. If his chus to be tavani was satisfied, then I can go to sleep soundly. Then I'm not a ganav. So maybe that's the fact that the same chaymish by me, by the ganav, primarily it's a kapar, because that's what he needs. He needs the kapar, so this zuz is a kapar. By the nignav, what he needs, what he has his chus to get, is a knas. So by him, the zuz is a knas. So that's one zuz. By the ganav is the kapara, and by the nignav is the knas. So once I paid the kapara, the guy can't come to me and say, one second, but I didn't get a kapara. I didn't get your kapara. It's not your business. From my point of view, I saw kapara. So you can come to me, where's the kapara? That's not your business, that's my business. I paid a kapara. And vice versa. I can't come to the ganav and say, one second, I didn't see any knas over here. I only paid a kapara. Where's the, what about the knas? You know, I feel bad. I'm not sleeping at night. I didn't pay any knas. So the nignav, the nignav says, no, I got a knas. I got a knas. So you're fine. You're off the hook. And the nignav can't come to me and say, one second, pay the knas because you didn't pay a knas. But the nignav got a knas. Once you got a knas, you can't be kavanah anymore. Maybe that's what Rashi means. That chaim she'olim tefa kefil, because shari chaimish lebailim hu, lehu shoka. Or beho shoka. Well, no, I don't know. Actually, I don't think that's what Rashi means. But the vart itself could still be. I maybe it's nitzleyom. I think this raid that goes in a different direction, that kefil and keren, it's not two unrelated chiyuvim. Unrelated chiyuvim, you can't use the same money for unrelated chiyuvim. Keren and kefil are both, chaymish and kefil are both dinim in the keren, that you have to pay a larger keren. You have to pay a keren with the premium. So there's the premium of chaymish and there's premium of kefil, and if they come out to be the same, so then like, I'm not even trying to finish the word, but this is the there's way more in this direction. It's different than what I said before. Since these are both halachas of an extra keren, a larger keren, a keren mugdal, so you could use the same. So when they happen to coincide, so then it's the same keren mugdal. Yeah, I don't know that this second word. I don't know maybe somebody got my word. I don't know, it's hard for me to see it again. I like the first part better, but it's in Rishonim. I didn't see it as Yachzus for this issue. That's number one. Then Rashi has this extra part over here that it only works. This notion of Chaim Shalul LeBetelay, this Chiddush of Chaim Shalul LeBetelay, Rashi throws in. That's how he learns the Gemara. It only works if they're exactly the same. If they're not exactly the same amount, then it doesn't work. And that's the Yichalch of the Gemara. Because like this, the Gemara Shved. The reason why Rashi has to inject it is that face value of the Gemara Shved. What does the Gemara say? It says Chaim Shay Oyloi B'Kfeiloi, meaning the Chaimish is included in the Kefil. That's the simple translation. Was Chaim Shay Oyloi B'Kfeiloi. Means that the Kefil, the Chaimish is satisfied by the Kefil. The Chaimish is Oyloi. The Chaimish is satisfied by the fact that I paid Kefil. So what's the problem? Oh, you see, the chaymish and kefil could be the same amount. How could that be? It must be it's a raya to rav that it changed value between the kain shiganav and the shasa mod bedin. What's the raya b'chal? Maybe the kefil is four zuz and the chaymish is one zuz, And chayim shalim lebekfeil. Bekfeil means I pay four zuz of kefil, and yesh b'chal masayim mon. My four zuz of kefil includes the one zuz of chaymish. But what if I want b'chal? So Rashi was forced to learn that that doesn't work. If you have four zuz of kefil and one zuz of chaymish, then you have to pay five zuz. Then you don't get to count one for the other. It's only when it's the same one zuz that's chaymish and kefil, then we can say that it's chaymish and it's kefil. And Rashi explains because it has to be nikah. I think that's. It has to be nikkur. I think Tosfos says because it's a kapur, it has to be nikkur. Ain like kapur, but chaimish chaimish ain nikkur muvul b'teicha kefil. In order for it to work, it has to be nikkur. So what is that for? It has to be like. Why should that be? So it sounds like in Tosfos like it's an extra svara that a kapura needs to be nikkur. A kapur that's not nikkur, you don't get a kapur from. That is extra. Kapur needs to be nikkur. Maybe that's rumors in Rashi also. That if the kef will be more than the chaimish, the chaimish shahavi b'lei miftalei ad mishal and chaimish, the chaimish kapur the shvu. So I think Tyson is Rashi to be saying what Tyson is kapur. Kapur needs to be nikkur. I was thinking maybe with my svara, I don't know, Rashi, I think the mice is mashmai tesis. I thought maybe with my svara, maybe you don't have to come out of that. Maybe it means that in order to say that for me it's a knas and for you it's a kapara, it has to be there's no indication which one it is. So then I could say, I'm going to look at it as a knas and you're going to look at it as a kapara. But if there's some indication that it's the knas and not the kapara, or it's the kapara and not the knas, then it defines itself. So if the chaimish is less than the kapara, so I pay four zuz, and the chaimish only one zuz, so it's clearly a tashlumi knas, not a tashlumi kapar. Tashlumi is not the way, and maybe that's not even so good, because why can't you say? From my point of view, it's the one zuz is a kapar, and the rest is extra. So they had no, as kapar has to be nikah. A kapar, and that's what Rashi learns. Let's see the end of the Rashi. V'cham oimim, mamen ha-mishtal ha-meroish, ein ha-mishtal ha-meroish, What's enough to meet in Yaakov and the Chacham? Yaakov says you pay one zuz, you pay the bill. I mean, you pay one. Yaakov says chaim she'ol le'bekfeil. The kefil counts for the chaimish. And the Chachamim say, no, you don't have to pay kefil and chaimish, because when you have to pay kefil, you're part of the chaimish. What's the nafkamina? Either way, you only have to pay kefil.
They're different prices.
What? They're different prices. If you actually posh, the nafkamina will be when they're not the same price. Rav Yaakov only works in the special case when the chaimish and the kefil are exactly the same. But if they're not exactly the same, then you have to pay both. Whereas according to the Chachamim, you never have to pay both, because whenever you have to pay kefil, you have a turf from chaimish. Yeah, we'll see in Tosfos more, but the Firashi works out very simple. Let's see Rashi right there. Kfei l'dal v'chaimish v'suzit, v'keim v'dein ishov, v'chaimish mikri, v'leisolik lay. That's again Rashi, where they have to be the same amount. They're not the same amount. If the kefil was dalit and the chaimish is zuz fek the gemara, then how could the chaimish oilei b'kfeiloi? Rashi explains the kashi is not just on the losh and the b'risa. The din only works. This double dipping only works if they're exactly the same amount. But kevin she'enam shavim lo chaimish mikri v'lo yisol. You can't call that chaimish because it's you're paying four and chaimish is one. So it's not called. It's not nikra chaimish. So Mar says, the case must be the kfeil zuzu the chaim shezuzu, because the thing went down in value. The nekar was worth, it went down in value. So the kefir, the chaimish is totally in the keren. That's gain shaganav. So then it was worth four zuz. So the chaimish is one zuz. Then it went down in value. So now the kefir is also only one zuz. Says Rashi, the chaimish was the keren sheminu. The chaimish is tied into the keren. The keren misham gain shaganav. Means a keren dalit, the chaim shemayse followed the lechutz zuz, and therefore it's a zuz. And all the kefil is a zuz. The kefil chas hamadav b'din. V'ha'inu kerat, the lav keren kein shiganav lehavi zuz a chaimish. V'kefil ken shigana v'havidalim el shma minokera. If either one of Rav's two things would not be true, if Karen would not be Kain Shagana, or Kefil would not be Kisham or Kishas and Mother Bedin, then this price would break down. So it's Mavu and Rashi, the Chayim of the Dayak, Mavu and Rashi, that would bring a right to both halves of Rav. We'll bring a right to the Karen Kain Shagana half, and we'll bring a right to the Kefil Kishas and Mother Bedin half. Because Rashi says that for Feresh. If Rav would be wrong about Karen Kain Shagana, then the Chayim is not going to be a Zuz. And if Rav would be wrong about the Kefil Kishas and Mother Bedin, then the Kefil is not going to be a Zuz. So it's a proof that Karen is Kain Shagana, and it's a proof that Kefil Kishas and Mother Bedin. But it seems that both need proven. So they said, oh, you see from this Rashi, not like Tosfos. Tosfos holds that Karen Kain Shagana is a double poshut in Sfarah, and it's a Mishnah for Mufreshes. We don't need to bring the Raya to Karen Kain Shagana, that's a Mishnah. We only need to bring the Raya to Kefil Kishas and Mother Bedin. We see in Rashi that way. The Karen Kain Shagana also needs proven. Highest Mishnah, highest Taka Mishnah. Maybe let's talk at the time. Maybe the Mishnah is only by Gzela, and here it's by Karen, here it's by Gneva. Maybe he needs a separate limud. Dakapanim, that's what it says in the Rashi. Okay, let's see Tosfos. Kfeila Arba v'chaim shesuzon. V'fi mashpir shakuntus d'chaim sh'oilei b'kfeila d'mishalim es ha'kefil v'nifta b'kach min ha'chaimish. Sas koshem ha'bekach kfeila Arba v'chaim shesuzon. According to Rashi, the words chaim sh'oilei b'kfeila mean that the chaimish is fulfilled. Chaim she'olei b'kfeila means that you fulfill the chaimish with the kefil. Maybe it means the other way around. Maybe chaim she'olei b'kfeila means you fulfill the kefil with the chaimish. But Rashi translates the words, it's a simple translation. In other words, chaim she'olei b'kfeila means that the chaimish is fulfilled. I get off the chaimish. That the chaimish is fulfilled, is satisfied with the kefil. So it's fractosis. So where's the raya altogether? The chaimish is filled with the kefil because the kefil is bigger. So of course the chaimish is filled with the kefil. The kefil is 4 zuz. The chaimish is only 1 zuz. So chaimish, what do I see? So you have to say, as Rashi says, we have a kuntis pirish. The less the kapar b'chaimish came in shein nikir umuvlu b'teicha kefil. You have to inject that because otherwise it doesn't. The Gemara's raya makes no sense. We have him first. The chaimish oilei b'kefilay means shein shalom is a chaimish. If we would translate the words chaimish oilei b'kefilay to mean the other way around, that you pay the chaimish, and the chaimish counts, and now you don't have to pay the kefil. The chaimish counts that the kefil you're also off the hook from. The opposite meaning of the words, not that the chaimish is satisfied with the kefil, but that the kefil is satisfied with the chaimish. Then the Gemara would be very good. We wouldn't need to invent this word that it only works that you can use the same money for both if they're the exact same amount. No, maybe there could be one. You could have maybe if you have a kefil that's 4 zuz and a chaimish that's 1 zuz, maybe the chaimish also gets included and it gets knocked off by the kefil. The Gemara's raya is just from the lashon of the brisa. The lashon of Yaakov is that the kefil is satisfied by the chaimish. How could the kefil ever be satisfied by the chaimish? The chaimish is so much smaller. Kefil, maybe a quarter of the kefil might be satisfied by the chaimish, but not the whole kefil. So, right, there must be a case where the kefil could mamish be satisfied by the chaimish. In a case where they happen to be the same amount, then that would be the raya tera. And then we wouldn't need to posit Rashi's word that if they're not the same amount, they don't get then you have to pay separately. Av a loshin b'kfeiloi mashmochi, the loshin of chaimshi oilei b'kfeiloi is mashmo like Rashi. Chaimshi oilei b'kfeiloi means that the chaimish is satisfied. The chaimish is included in the kefil. Chaimish, maybe that's the best way to say it. Chaimish oilei b'kfeiloi means the chaimish is included in the kefil. That's how Rashi translated. It's not mashma that the kefil is included in the chaimish. Mashma the chaimish is included in the kefil. So then what's the Gemara's raya altogether? You have to say because the Gemara held for double poshut that if they're not the same amount, then you can't use the same money to fulfill both. But the sefer namik asin of chaimish oilei mitoich kefilin. That's mafurish like Rashi. The chaimish is mitoich the kefil. The Rivah mefarish that loshon b'risa kaparech the mashma the chaimish oilei the chol kefilin. The Rivah says no, the dik is from the loshon b'risa because it's mashma the b'risa chaimish oilei the kefilin, and not just that the chaimish is included in the kefil, but the whole chaimish is included in the whole kefil. Chaim she'olei b'kfeiloi Master Rivas says the Gemara held it means not that the chaimish is included in a quarter, the chaimish is satisfied by a part of the kefil, but the chaimish is satisfied by all of the kefil. Meaning you need all of the kefil to include the chaimish. So again, so it's just a different lashon of the Gemara. And then according to the Rivo, you don't need this extra vod of Rashi that if they're not the same amount, then you can't satisfy one with the other. No, if it would be the same amount, you would also have this magic of chaimish or Lubik Feilin. But just the lashon of the Brais is not mashma that's the case. Lashon of the Brais is mashma that we're talking about a case where they happen to be the same amount, and that's where the Raya of the Gemara flows from. So the Kitzur, we have your Machlekes Rashi and the Rivo. Rashi learns that from the lashon of the Gemara, there's no Raya to Rav at all. Because the lashon of the Gemara just means the chaimish is included in the kefil. That's not a big deal. The chaimish is included in the kefil. That's the normal case. The chaimish is included in the kefil. It's a quarter of the kefil. So what's the deal? The deal is from the din. Because the din that the chaimish and the kefil, you can use the same money for chaimish and kefil, could only be true if they happen to be the same amount. Because if they're not the same amount, it's not nicker. And if they're not nicker, then you can't do the, then you don't get the double din. At the Rivo learns, okay, from the din itself, there's no riot. Because the din would be perfectly satisfied if the kefil was bigger than the chaimish. And I'll pay the kefil, and I'll be off with it from the chaimish, because yesh bechal arba meyo is meyo. Four zuz includes one zuz. So from the din, the Gemara didn't have a raya. The raya of the Gemara is from the lashon of the Brais. The lashon of the Brais, the chaim shlo oiloi bekfeilu is mashma, chaim shlo oiloi bechol kfeilu, that they happen to be the same amount. Happen to be the same amount, how could that ever be? Oh, that's already a raya to Rav. I'm just going to. So the Mepharshim ask, if that's the case, so it comes out that according to the Rivo, you don't need them to be the same amount in order to have the din of chaimish oil in the tech fail. They could be different amounts, and the din would still be true. The lashon wouldn't be good, but the din would still apply. So the Chayim asks, the Maram, in the back of the Gemara, the Maram asks, so then what's the nafkamina between Yaakov and Chachamim? Rabbi Yaakov says, Chaim Sha'ol B'Kfeile. And Chachamim say, well, if you pay Kefil, then the Torah says you don't have to pay Chaim. Because that moment of Shalom B'Rosh. What's the nafkamina? Either way, you don't have to pay both. So, I'm going to stop now, but take a look at the Maram. And then also look at the Shita, the Shem, Merav Lez, and Yigar Vais, and the Teshu Merav Peretz. It's all around this issue. Feel the Rivo, what's the nafkamina between your Akim and the Chacham? The Maram Lechor is a positive thing. For some reason, the Shem is the other one. That's the Maram says. For some reason, the Shem don't say it. So that means it has the white on there. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. So tomorrow what I want to do is I want to finish up this thesis with the Maram that I'm just telling you about, and I want to do the next thesis. The next thesis you should see the Mashon and the Madur Basra. The next thesis is Alma. Take a look at the Mashon and the Madur Basra. And okay. There's big things going on. They have to be extracted from this thesis.
That's the point, it's not so right. That would be the right. Quick tip on the Chumash, and that was a good ride.